The Apple Watch Series 10 is here. It has the biggest display ever. It's also the thinnest Apple Watch ever, making it even more comfortable on your wrist, whether you're running, swimming, or sleeping. And it's the fastest charging Apple Watch, getting you 8 hours of charge in just 15 minutes. The Apple Watch Series 10, available for the first time in glossy jet black aluminum. Compared to previous generations, iPhone XS or later required. Charge time and actual results will vary.
Interrupted by irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea? Xifaxan with an X may help. Xifaxan rifaximin is the number one prescribed treatment approved for adults with IBS-D. Visit Xifaxan.com/IBS-D for the PI or talk to your doctor. Don't use Xifaxan if you have a history of sensitivity to rifaximin, rifamycin antibiotic agents, or any components of Xifaxan. Tell your doctor right away if your diarrhea worsens while taking Xifaxan, as this may be a sign of a serious or even fatal condition. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant, plan on becoming pregnant, are nursing, if you have liver disease, taking warfarin, or other medications. Some medications may increase the amount of Xifaxan in your body. Most common side effects are nausea and an increase in liver enzymes.
Xifaxan. Spectrum Business knows that small business owners put in the work. It's unlimited hours, unlimited effort, and unlimited passion, all to unlock the unlimited potential of your business. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and an unlimited mobile line, all only $49.99 a month. Learn how Spectrum Business can connect your business to unlimited possibilities at spectrum.com/business. It's your business made limitless. That's life, unlimited. That's Spectrum Business. Restrictions apply. Offer not available in all areas.
Hey everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness, and before I start the show today, I'd just like to say that I was honestly honored and truly humbled to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. So I'm definitely not a movie critic. However, today I'd like to talk about a motion picture that many of you have probably seen. It's called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And it's about a person who actually ages in reverse. And we're going to talk about age reversal coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon sun followed by clouds with a high of 30. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low 23. Tomorrow, snow and rain at times with little or no accumulation with a high of 38. Tomorrow night, on and off rain and drizzle, low 35. On Monday, low clouds in the area with a high of 46. Monday night, breezy with some rain showers in the area, low 38. On Tuesday, breezy with low clouds with a high of 43. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Right now, we have sunny skies, 24 degrees in Buffalo.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Happy holidays. Hi, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio. And, you know, here's a funny little thing that you need to know. Once we turn into the new year, you're going to be hearing Senior Radio at noon on WBEN, okay? So we call it the best time slot of the day. So be listening to us at noon coming up here on WBEN. So we're very, very excited about that. Hey, you know, here's something really interesting. Because everybody is cooking and we're baking. Bakers, did you know that too much nutmeg can be toxic? 2 to 3 teaspoons of raw nutmeg can induce hallucinations, convulsions, pain, nausea, and paranoia. And that can last for several days. Yep, fatalities are rare, but they have happened. Now, 2 to 3 teaspoons of raw nutmeg is, first of all, I don't think the stuff you buy is raw. I'm not sure about that. But I don't think you would ever use that much in any recipe. But it's just interesting to know. Probably, you're probably saying at home, Linda, too much of anything could be bad for you. And you're right. But that's just interesting to know that 2 to 3 teaspoons of raw nutmeg, which I love, can be bad for you. So just be careful about that out there. All right. We're busy. We're running around. Snow's coming down. Snow's going away. Holidays are right here at our doorstep. And I want to thank everybody who made their way over to one of the offices of Clarity Group when you were involved in getting yourself involved in that annual enrollment period for Medicare that closed on December 7th. However, the offices at Clarity Group don't close. No, no, no. They're here for you all year round. I want to thank you for going, and I know you're sitting back going, Linda, maybe thank you for bringing us this information, because now I know what my life will be like medically, at least how I'm covered for the next calendar year. I know you met great people. You met licensed, wonderful local people who helped you with your particular unique needs with your doctors and your hospitals and the things that you want. And I know you're sitting back going, at least for the new year, I know I can be in peace about what I have chosen, because I now have a wonderful advocate over at Clarity Group. And again, open all year round, not a phone number where you just hang up and never hear from them again. No. There's lots going on, though, with Medicare. Medicare isn't just over now, okay, because December 7th was the closing day of the annual enrollment period. It's kind of fluid. There's lots of things going on all year round, and that's why it's imperative that Clarity Group keeps its doors open for you. Back in studio, just to always keep you caught up on things, Karen Olson, Vice President. Brian Wirth is back, Business Development Director. Welcome back, folks. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Thanks holidays. For having us.
And I'm glad to hear you have been busy, 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 because people are listening to us and coming in and saying, help me.
Yeah, if we could tell you how busy, I've got to tell you, what we have seen at Clarity Group, it's just been a true blessing. So many people have put a lot of trust in our agents mm-hmm. this year, kind of coming in droves. There was a lot of disruption that we've seen for, January 1st start dates, things like that happening. And I've watched our agents working from, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, running appointments right up until 9, even 10 o'clock at night.
I believe it.
Walking out of our McKinley office, things like that, coming out of any one of our offices, just jam-packed, and we've done our very best to get to every single person. But, tell you, it's not too late either. If somebody still needs service, we are here all year long, like you said.
It's great. I feel so good when I can steer people in your direction, Karen, because I know the job you're going to do for them. I know what you did for me, and I want everybody in Western New York, 64 up, to understand that the help is there for you at any of your Clarity Group offices.
Well, thank you. We had the most incoming calls out of all of our years, with our operation, just helping people who have heard about us but maybe just never reached out to us. Mm-hmm. And our agents were always available to meet with them, whether it was the evening or weekends.
Yep.
And, they've maybe been in a plan that they just were stuck in for years, and they just thought, I'm going to have my plan reviewed. So we were able to help. We're very, very happy to just be able to be in the community and help folks.
And I know what you have to say is valuable, because I'm starting to see imitators. I'm starting to see mm-hmm. other commercials from people saying they're kind of doing the same thing, but nobody's as good as the original. That's my opinion.
I typically put that in a saying that's, it's okay to be a copycat as long as you're copying the right cat. We're the right cat, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stressors and things that we're seeing now in part of that service model that we dedicate to each of our employees, our agents dedicate to each of our clients, is, you know, right now, sure, holidays are upon us, so there's stressors there, but there's stressors because somebody may have changed their plan and mm-hmm. something that maybe they're not used to. They're getting new cards. There may be new different programs within that company's plan that they can use and things, and that's part of what it is that we provide and we bring forward is, hey, we're there to answer the questions. We're telling every one of our clients this is a relationship, right? It doesn't
yes.
end at the point of sale. It begins at the point of sale. It begins at the enrollment of when we're helping somebody. And so we're there for them. And, you know, we're really eager to kind of get on that. And I can tell you the phone, I don't believe, Karen, has your phone stopped ringing at any frequency? Because I know that
no.
mine hasn't. And I don't believe the phones at Clarity Group
absolutely
have either.
Absolutely not. And the number one, you know, question is, you know, I received my information in the mail, you know, do I need to do anything else? And the answer is, nope, you're all set.
Mm-hmm.
We'll double check, make sure you're enrolled in your plan for January 1st. If you have any questions on, you know, the providers in the area, if they're in network or not, you know, we're able to look up those for you. And a lot of people are going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So they may be going out to Arizona or Florida for a couple months, and we're able to check to see, you know, if they're in a PPO, we can check to see if there's doctors out there that they can go to. So, you know, we're available for all different situations.
You make aging so much more comfortable for so many of us. I mean, we look at a lot of things that are dumped on us once we hit 64, 65. And I feel like we can be ignored. And I'm talking about just seniors, okay? You don't make us feel that way when we come to your office. You say, welcome. Let's open up this incredible opportunity to see all of the choices that you now have. It's like a reward for getting to this age, because we're going to help you make an intelligent decision to make sure every benefit that is due you gets to you, instead of just making a blind decision and being hurried through something. Hey, I've even heard that there are people in doctor's offices kind of being, you know, given information about Medicare, and they almost feel like a little pressure to say, well, what's this all about? Why? I don't know why that's happening, but please, everybody, go to Clarity Group. Really, that's where you want to go to get good, impartial information about everything to help you make the best decision. Five offices, including one in Lakewood Ranch, if you're going to be traveling. We've got the Amherst office, Depew, Blaisdell, Batavia, West Seneca. They're puzzle pieces. You can see their square logo, which are puzzle pieces. That's Clarity Group, absolutely free of charge for their services. Brian, that's true. I mean, I see Medicare commercials on TV. Never thought I would hear that in a doctor's office.
Yeah, so, you know, by now a lot of folks may have heard there's a, you know, an issue here happening local in the Buffalo market, you know, between a prominent provider's office or group and also a very prominent carrier insurance company offering different Medicare health plans. You know, I don't know that it's our recommendation that, you know, patients and or members should be feeling any pressure, whether in their doctor's office, getting their health care, and maybe taking care of an enrollment in that setting. I think that maybe if we back off of that a little bit and just agree to have those things talked about in a mm-hmm. more comfortable, less feeling of pressure atmosphere.
Right.
You know, because you don't want to be swayed into a plan at a moment of pressure. That's all. So we're seeing that, you know. Karen, you have anything to add to that?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of parts of your plan that you have to understand. So you have to understand how your medications are going to work. You just can't, you know, say, oh, I'm going to go with this carrier now and go with this plan because it's low premium or whatever. I mean, we have to look at your medications mm-hmm. and see how they're going to price out with each carrier, because each carrier prices them out differently. They could either be a copay or a coinsurance. A coinsurance is a percentage of the retail cost. That can be totally different from one carrier to another. So, you know, we encourage folks to just, you know, give us a call, because we'll clearly show you mm-hmm. how your drugs are going to price out from carrier to carrier. And that may change your mind 100%, you know, as to what you thought you wanted to enroll in based on what you really should be enrolled in.
Right. So everybody, listen, this is why Clarity Group is the leader in the industry. All right. You're going to hear a lot of different messages from people. The bottom line is the people you trust are Clarity Group. 716-393-7000. 3437. And I hope you're one of our listeners who's nodding your head because you've been very, very happy. And now that you understand where things are, how things are looking for you in the new year. I mean, in my personal case, my husband has a surgery set up for the new year. So we were able to talk with Lisa and make sure, okay, now for this, how are we looking? Do we have the best situation going in for this? This is wonderful stuff to talk about. I don't like to be surprised with things. And this was just a perfect opportunity to talk with our Clarity Group representative about how this is going to work for us now in the new year and what choices might be better for us, knowing we've got that coming up. And who knows what's happening in the new year with our health. We all love to say, oh, I'm going to be fine in the new year. I don't need any changes. You don't know.
That's just it. You know, we're in a position to where we know the rules within, you know, the industry that says that, well, if we need to change you and we have the ability through maybe a special enrollment period or upcoming open enrollment periods and things, depending on your plan, we can make those changes for you. You know, you're not really locked into a plan, per se, if you're eligible for that different enrollment period. So we're always having those conversations. And again, that comes through the relationship that each of our agents have, you know, with their members or clients.
I'm telling you, we're down to our last 30 seconds. Folks, yeah, we know that the annual enrollment period on paper ended December 7th. If you still have questions, if you have other things that you want to talk about with Medicare, please, it's never too late to call Clarity Group, all right? 716-393-3437. We're going to be talking about other things now that happen in the course of the new year with Clarity Group. But remember, have them on your side. That's the best bit of good health you can give yourself coming into 2025. And you hear them here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS shoes at Transitown Plaza.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Senior Radio Buffalo, and I'm Linda Pellegrino. Happy holidays to you. I hope everything is working out perfectly for you at this time of year. You've got your list made, you've got your purchases made, and you're ready to sit back and just enjoy what this season brings. Hey, we've got something really fun to tell you about. You know, everybody loves ice cream all year round. Doesn't matter that it's winter. Ice cream is very popular in Sweden, but would you really believe that in Sweden, the ice cream is usually black or gray, and that's because they love licorice ice cream, black licorice. That's a taste that you either love or hate, but in Sweden, they have licorice ice cream, and it comes in black or gray. Isn't that interesting? Oh, that's fun. It just makes you want to travel more, as far as I'm concerned. I've tried all the gelato flavors. I guess I'm ready to try that over in Sweden. But happy holidays to you. If you're still making a few notations on your Christmas list, maybe for yourself, this is the year you want to discover SAS shoes. Do you have a trip coming up? Do you want to stop having foot problems? SAS shoes is your first destination. They can help you be much more comfortable in shoes that fit you correctly and are stylish and beautiful and well-made. Aaron Tolman is standing by. He's the proprietor of SAS Shoes right there on Main and Transit. Busy, busy this time of year because people want to give gift cards, which you can do, and they want to learn more about those Next Grip winter boots and especially those step-in shoes now that are the rage, where why bend down and tie shoes when you can just push your foot in? Aaron, hi, you've got all of these waiting for people at SAS, correct?
That's right. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
The Senior Buffalo listeners. Hope everybody's having a great holiday season.
Yes. And you know what? There's always room on someone's list for a brand new pair of slippers. And you've got them for men and women there at SAS.
Yes, that's right. We've got a great selection of men's and women's slippers from Minnetonka, Vionic, and Bearpaw, and a couple other brands. But keep your feet warm and cozy and this cold winter season we've got coming up.
You know what? Inevitably, Aaron, you wear slippers when you jump out of bed and you're wearing them around the house, but eventually you tend to go outside with those slippers. So you really want to make sure that they have a sole that can take that. You're going to step outside to grab the paper or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you really want to get one of the pairs that you've got so they live up to that, and then that you can do that safely.
Yes, yeah, we've got most all of them have a little harder outsole to them that can be worn outdoors, like you said, run into the mailbox or whatever it might be, and have a little more support to them.
Absolutely. And if you don't know, hey, why don't you stop at SAS and pick up a gift card for that loved one? You might have a loved one who has been meaning to go to SAS, but they haven't done it yet. But if you go and get them a gift card, well, then you're leaving everything up to them. They can go in, they can peruse those aisles, and then they can use that gift card and just get turned on to the types of wonderful footwear that you have there, Aaron. Those gift cards are awesome, and they fit everybody.
That's right. Everybody always has that hard-to-find person to shop for, and what better gift than a gift card to SAS and Route 5 and finding some comfortable footwear for them.
You know, Aaron, it's interesting. When we had the snow before it melted off, I did something I had never done before. I went out snowshoeing with some friends, and I was walking along, and I realized I wasn't slipping. And then later on, when I took the snowshoe off and looked at it upside down, I realized it had these metal grips that was helping me. And I realize that's similar to what you have with the Next Grip winter boots that you sell at SAS.
That's right. That with having that retractable ice cleat, it's like you said, it's just like having that extra grip on the bottom. So you've got that when you need it for those icy conditions. And just is a really nice little safety feature on that brand of boots.
And you know, I'm always worried, like my husband wants to run out and he just wants to go out to the mailbox, you know, and we have an icy patch. And I would feel so much better having those boots on him, the Next Grip winter boots. That way he can just lower the cleat and you don't have to worry about that the black ice. What if you're going somewhere in the evening? And, of course, evening starts at around 3:30, you know, at this time of year. You can't tell if there's black ice, but you just slip that grip down without taking the boot off. And you know you can walk relatively free of worry because that cleat is going to help you navigate any kind of a slippery condition.
That's right. And then also the tread on those boots is extra grippy as well. It has like an Arctic grip feature to it. So that in combination with that retractable cleat makes for much safer winter walking.
And you have the Kissick hands-free step-in shoes, which are awesome. Yes. If you have a problem bending down, you can slip these shoes on and off without having to touch the shoe itself.
Yes, yep. Kissick, it's one of the hottest brands out there as far as the step-in technology. They also have winter boots as well with that step-in feature, which is also pretty cool. But just all the different styles that they make, you know, if you have a bad back, whatever it might be, or just arthritis in the hands, you can't tie laces anymore, or even Velcro, having that hands-free step-in feature is just, it's just a huge bonus for a lot of customers that just need that ease of access into a shoe.
You know, Aaron, it just occurs to me, we are at this point in our life where we want to enjoy ourselves, we want to stay as healthy as possible. Why on earth are we wearing shoes that are cut for an 18-year-old? Our feet deserve better than that, and we're so lucky that we have SAS shoes at Main and Transit, because you have the proper shoes, the sneakers, the boots, everything that we need to have comfortable, good-looking shoes on our feet that work for us like our feet have worked for us all these years.
Yes, yeah, and that's what we've tried to do in with bringing in brands here at our stores that are good for your feet. You know, whether it's the SAS brand, San Antonio Shoemakers, that are made here in the U.S., come in six different widths. Then we've brought in a lot of the popular European comfort brands that are out there nowadays, and they're just designed for comfort and for the foot shape, but still having that stylish comfort. And we have all those brands in store. So almost any shoe in the store is going to be good for your feet. It just depends on your foot shape and your needs for what shoes are going to be best for your feet.
Oh, yeah. And your staff, may I say how educated they are with the types of footwear that you have. You're not going to get rushed through this, folks. You're going to be welcomed. You're going to have a chance to sit down. You're going to talk with one of the associates. They're going to take a look and really measure your foot in many different ways. And then you can go and peruse what's going to work for you. You might like a shoe. And if you say, you know what, I can feel my bunion in there, they will work on that leather and stretch that out for you. It may mean that you need an orthotic in there. They've got those, okay? It's amazing when you have a good, when you start with a good shoe, what they can do to manipulate that shoe to make that work for your individual unique foot. They've pretty much seen it all, folks. You're not going to present them with something they haven't seen before. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter. You need something comfortable so you can maneuver on these feet that have worked so hard for us. At SAS Shoes, they're going to help you with that. They're knowledgeable. They have tools there that can help. And you're going to get a great product, which is so, so economical for your foot. You're going to end up wearing a shoe until you wear it out. And then the shoe is still going to be such good leather, you can go and have it repaired. Aaron, you do people such a great service. I'm sure they come in smiling, and then they leave smiling even broader.
They really do. And, you know, and the best compliment is, you know, they'll tell friends, family, relatives, and they come in and say, oh, so-and-so sent me in because they had such a great experience, or they found the most comfortable shoes they've had in years. You know, so that's always the best compliments, is when they send referrals in of friends and family, in doing that. That's always great to see, and we get that every day in the store, which is really nice.
Santa gets his boots fitted at Route 5 Boots and SAS Shoes. Trust me, and keep it here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
From the Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom. I'm Zach Penkew. South Buffalo and the South Towns are still dealing with the aftermath from the most recent lake effect storm that dumped multiple feet of snow. Andrew Bray with Arbor Lawn and Orchard Park says he's been busy helping clear out driveways and parking lots.
Honestly, it felt like it came down quicker and longer than the last one did. I feel like we got a little more snow, which made it a little tougher to clear the driveways and the parking lots and everything, but definitely that second round of snow didn't help.
The region saw an average of 21 inches, with the worst hit areas being Eden, who saw over 42 inches, and Orchard Park with 38 inches. You can go to our website to check out some of the latest photos from the storm. The Buffalo Dream Center is in need of more toys for kids 12 and under for their 26th Christmas campaign, Boxes of Love. This year, they're delivering food and toys to over 4,000 families. New and unwrapped toys can be dropped off starting at 2 p.m. today at their distribution site on Arkansas Street near the Family Dollar. From the Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
At the opening of today's show, I talked about the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's about a person who aged in reverse. That is, he became younger as time went on. Since the beginning of time, mankind has searched for the key to obtaining eternal youth. I have more than 70 years experience in the field of fitness, and I have learned many lifestyle habits that will minimize the effects of aging. And I'm not the only one. Being in the National Fitness Hall of Fame, I joined some real fitness pioneers, one of them being Jack LaLanne, who I think everybody listening to this show knows. The other was a fellow by the name of Bernard McFadden, which I'm sure most people don't know. McFadden constantly proved that age is just a number. For example, when he was approaching age 90, he performed physical feats such as skydiving out of an airplane and often showing his incredible athletic ability by jumping over the nets on various tennis courts. A little known fact is that McFadden wrote several papers on the subject of age reversal, and I was fortunate enough to actually obtain these very rare papers. Utilizing my own personal life experience and the information that I've gathered from the McFadden papers, I'm now about to start our own series on age reversal.
If you're interested in the Mr. Fitness Age Reversal series, you'll find out more on upcoming episodes of Senior Radio Buffalo, as well as upcoming video presentations and live events made possible by Erie County Senior Services. For more information, call 716-858-8526. That's 858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hey, everybody. Happy holidays. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I want to thank everybody for all the positive comments that I hear from people about this show when I'm out and about. It's wonderful, because this is what we do this show for, is to make sure you're educated and you're living your best life, okay? And having the right information and the right people to call when you need certain services or what it's all about. Let's start with this fun fact. You'll never see the word chip on a can of Pringles. Pringles aren't made of thinly sliced potatoes, but rather dehydrated potato flakes. So when other potato chip makers complained, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration agreed, and Pringles came up with the term potato crisp. Check that out, because I know you got a can, in the cupboard. Potato crisps. Hey, listen, folks. We're really getting very, very close to the holidays now, and you probably have plans. Family's getting ready to roll in, and it's an excellent time of year to take a good look at the family. Okay, and the family dynamic, and maybe it was mom and dad's tradition that you were at their house, okay? Maybe when you get there, you're realizing mom and dad can't do all this anymore. It's time to make a change. Well, there might be a lot of things mom and dad can't do anymore, but you're not noticing until you all get together. Roxanne Sorensen is with me. She is an expert care manager and the owner of Elder Care Solutions. She saw this in her own family and decided, we need help. We need an advocate as we get older to help us maneuver the best way possible into the system. Roxanne, it's great to have you with us, because you can have the conversations a lot of us can't have with our parents, but this certainly is the time of year to start understanding and noticing it may be time for those conversations.
Well, thank you for having me, Linda. Yeah, the holiday season, I think, is probably the best time to put those conversations on the table, even a baby step. You don't have to make a life plan at Christmas dinner, but having just a basic conversation of how are you, Mom and Dad, and what's the future look like, a little bit of, you know, what concerns the child may have or what they may witness. Maybe they live out of state and they're coming to town for the first time and the house isn't as upkept as it used to be, or the food isn't looking the same in the fridge as it typically would. Maybe we've seen some moldy food, mail's piling up. Those are all triggers that, you know, your loved one's slowing down. There could be some medical changes, psychological changes, cognitive changes, and you know, now is the time to really think about what would those next steps be, and most people don't understand what the steps are. So getting a baseline, I love baselines. I talk about them all the time with you, and people probably wonder why. It's a starting point for anything you do for your loved one. It could be medical, it could be financial, it could be psychosocial. If we know where they're starting from and now you have some drastic changes, it's easier to narrow the issue down.
Okay, Roxanne, so let's start at square one. People might be thinking, so what are we talking about? If Mom has a doctor, Roxanne, where do you come into this?
So what we'll do is we'll come in and assess Mom, Dad, whoever in their home or wherever they live. You know, we're going to talk to you and them about what are their needs, what can they be doing, what are they doing independently. Maybe Mom really isn't moving as well as she used to. She might just need some in-home physical therapy that no one thought about, that might just enhance her and strengthen her. So we'll look at, you know, their medical, we'll look at the environment they live in. Maybe the house has too much stuff. I know my house feels like it's like going in on me with all my kids back from college, like, and I'm like ready to, it's like claustrophobia city. Well, we do that as we get older. We gather a lot of stuff. So maybe we need to get rid of those trip hazards so Mom doesn't fall and break a hip. So we'll look at their safety. We'll look at, talk about finances. You know, can they afford to bring services in to stay independent? Or, you know, maybe that next conversation is, yes, you know, what does an assisted living look like? Or maybe an apartment with services as more of a retirement community. Or, unfortunately, maybe we are looking at nursing home. But my team is capable of assessing all of those needs and giving you the direction on your starting point. And, again, you don't have to do anything. It's just a baseline.
You know, Roxanne, it's interesting because we have that, we, of course, have the STAMS law group on. And I know that you work with them as well. You'll work with any attorney, anybody who else is an advocate of someone, so you can work together to find out. You might, I mean, people might be saying, well, yeah, maybe a nursing home is the next step, but geez, can we afford that? Well, that's where having a lawyer at the table helps with that as well.
We come from a team approach. Mm-hmm. So it's just not myself and my peers that are in my office. We're going to talk to their financial planner, whoever that should be. We're going to talk to their attorney. If they don't have one, we're going to provide them with a list of attorneys, same like financial planners. We're going to talk to their doctor if we need to go down that road. We get calls from the doctor that they're worried about their patient. We're going to talk to the family. And you know who the most important people we got to talk to is? The person themselves. Everyone forgets about what their wants and needs are and what their opinions are. So everyone involved is going to be brought to a table. You know, it could be literal table or non-literal. And we're going to figure out the next steps for that person to remain as independent as possible. And if someone doesn't have those services, we're going to help them get those services.
You know, Roxanne, it occurs to me that people might not get as much pushback as they may be thinking they're going to get. A lot of times, Mom and Dad are kind of waiting for you to bring this up because they don't want to mention that the fact that maybe they do need more help. But if you bring it up in a loving way and let's talk about the future positively, this might be a lot that they want to add to this conversation.
Agreed. And when you have a couple, I often see where maybe the wife is more of the homemaker. You know, they've been doing all that their whole life, and it's hard for them to say, hey, I don't really want to worry about doing the laundry anymore, or hey, I don't want to worry about making a nightly meal. So it's because it's a role. It's their identity, and it's hard to give up those roles. So how do we keep the role but enhance it so they don't have to do as much as they used to but still feel viable?
You know,
that's where we help them find that.
Exactly.
That
and you know, Roxanne, we can have all of these conversations now. They're, to me, the worst situation is to have an emergency. All of a sudden, mom and dad are doing fine. Then all of a sudden, maybe they take a, you know, a fall and they end up in the hospital and it's a broken hip. Okay,
yep.
Now what happens after the hospital stay? And everybody's looking at each other. Well, I don't know. Does
Agreed.
This mean some kind of like short-term care, long-term care? What does this mean? If you don't have a conversation with someone like you ahead of time to find out what your options are, you tend to make the wrong decision because you're making
Agreed.
It in a heightened state of emotion.
Yep. I just had a colleague call me over the weekend who's been in this industry as long as I have, and their situation, you know, their loved one had some surgery, was sent home, and that's the procedure, so there was no fault of anyone, but he didn't do well as soon as he got home, and they were having a hard time caring for him, so they brought him back to the hospital. Well, then they had to admit him, and now he needs to go to rehab, and he was trying to get out of bed, so now you got to add a private aid in to sit with him, and family's like, what do we do? We're overwhelmed. We, you know, they're now taking shifts of sitting there, all the while knowing that they work in this industry. So even though we are the professionals, it still affects us the same way as people calling us. You know, we have to provide that outlet. We have to have those conversations. My parents, it was like banging my head against the wall. They didn't want to have these conversations. But, you know, I guess you want to say beating them down a little bit just because, you know, I needed some direction. I didn't want to make the wrong decisions. And I want them to be, here's the key point. Why shouldn't it be their decision? And we're just following what they want. And that's the message. Like, you are still in charge of your life. What do you want? How can we lead you there and get you there? And the ultimate goal is for you to remain safe and independent.
This is an especially important time of year because all of the kids who are adults now may be living out of town, and you all may
right.
be coming in to see mom and dad, and that's a little scary, you know, when you come in and you realize there's no one sibling, you know, who's still in town. It's especially important to have Roxanne then on that team. And let me give you her phone number. Roxanne Sorensen is Elder Care Solutions, okay? 716-823-1476. It starts with a conversation, folks, and it makes so much sense. 716-823-1476. And if you want to go online, it's info@eldercarewny.com. Let me tell you, just one conversation with Roxanne, you're going to learn so much about the healthcare system that you didn't know before. Going into something as complicated as the healthcare system, not knowing or not having an expert care manager like Roxanne Sorensen is really fraught with disaster, Roxanne, in so many different ways.
I agree. You need an advocate, and it does not matter your age. You know, I just did it for my own daughter who's, you know, 19 years old. You have to have someone that's your voice, and you shouldn't be afraid of having that voice.
And that's how Roxanne can help. If you're thinking about this, we're just a few days now from the holiday. Think about this as you're all getting together. Take a lovely look at your mom and dad. We want them to stay as well as possible, as independent as possible. You need help with that. Nobody knows the healthcare system if you're on the outside of it, but Roxanne Sorensen does. And sometimes one phone call to Roxanne is all you need to make down the road when you start to need these services. Roxanne will do the footwork for you and make sure that places are going to be appropriate for your parents or you. You could be living alone. It could be you or a sibling. you need to have an advocate working with you who works within that system. And again, that's what Roxanne Sorensen does. It's like, as we say, it's like having a friend in the business. That's exactly what it is. But you don't want to not have that conversation, run into a problem where now you have an emergency, you have to make decisions, and you have no information. Now the person may not be able to make those decisions for themselves, and now you don't know. And now you're going to lose valuable time, and time is what you have now. Roxanne Sorensen, Elder Care Solutions, 716-823-1476, heard exclusively here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS shoes at Transitown Plaza.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hello, folks. Again, Linda Pellegrino. This is time for Senior Radio, and we're always bringing you good information. Now, let me tell you, if you have been a kind of person who has really had an issue with age, sexual discrimination, any kind of discrimination, a national origin, pregnancy, people retaliating, okay? Lindy Korn is on our show because she helps you, okay? She's a wonderful local attorney who not only will go to court for you, but also she's an incredible mediation litigator. Now, Lindy has brought to our attention that she doesn't work in a vacuum. She will bring specialists on, like people who are your counselors, your mental health therapists. She brings all of that out so you can help find your voice, so to speak. And finding your voice will now be hopefully part of a new book she's working with Dr. Eileen Trigoboff, who's a clinical nurse specializing in psychiatry, who she's worked with for many, many years. They're putting their heads together so they can talk more to you and to the legal system about how fear prevents sexual discrimination complaints. So ladies, it's really nice to have you here, and I'm really excited that you're working on a book between the two of you to address just this topic. Lindy?
Yes, good morning. Yes, I'm very proud to know Dr. Eileen Trigoboff, and you know, this idea for the book came about because have about over the past 15 years, we have in our separate practices helped people, and we've been able to collaborate, and the results have been so much better. I think that the clients feel really well serviced when their economic and emotional needs are addressed in a very elegant and indeed strong manner. And that's what happens when, you know, a lawyer and an expert, you know, in this case, I'm referring to Dr. Eileen Trigoboff, a psychiatric nurse practitioner, Dr. Trigoboff has, you know, many stories to tell, as do I, and together that's why we're writing the book. But I did want to also ask Dr. Eileen Trigoboff to comment, because as a lawyer, the collaboration has been good for me, both emotionally and professionally, because I am not on an island by myself where I'm supposed to have all the legal answers and be creative legally, and also at the same time deal with the profound emotional distress, you know, that certainly someone who's been discriminated against and sexual harassment in particular. I'm not trained, nor I get overwhelmed if I don't have this partnership of so to speak, a silent partner, and have my client have the benefit of a therapist who can really help them, and it helps me at the same time. So, Eileen, I'm not sure how you feel in your professionalism, but I think the collaboration probably helps you too.
Oh, it definitely does. I mean, you have a strong voice along the legal trajectory. I have a strong voice along the guidance that I want to give people for psychological and emotional health. And when I have somebody in my practice who is contemplating legal action, it has been enormously helpful for me to know what the legal steps are, how long something takes, and what's likely to happen, to prepare them, to give them some anticipatory guidance for what this emotional experience is going to be like, because I have a legal expert, Lindy, to back me up. So together, I've learned a great deal about the process. And I think our work together has really propelled people towards a more complete and effective approach for both of our specialties.
And Dr. Trigoboff, we were just alluding to this in our last segment before we ran out of time, but you literally have been at a mediation table with the plaintiff, your client, who is now for the first time looking across the table at someone who may have been sexually discriminating them or harassing them for years. And it's a daunting process if you don't have someone there mentally on your side.
It is. It can be very frightening, and it can freeze people up. And one of the things that Lindy does is she wants clients to make a statement about the impact that this abuse has had on them. And she would like the client to read that statement. And so what I do in my sessions preparing people for the mediation is to be able to confidently say what happened to them without the fear of somebody not believing them or not understanding them. You know, it's always good to have an expert, a human communication, right by your side, somebody who is shoulder to shoulder with you, and you're not alone in this process, but you have this team that cares about you and will help you do it.
And now what's wonderful is that you two are collaborating on a book for people, Finding Your Voice, How Fear Prevents Sexual Discrimination Complaints. And right now you're looking for a publisher, but Lindy, I believe you're looking for this to actually be a textbook for law students.
Well, yes. You know, first of all, most law schools throughout the country have mediation courses that are full courses, as well as clinics and other programs dealing with mediation. I have taught sexual harassment mediation as a bridge course. But my point is that there is a recognition in the legal curriculum of law schools that mediation needs to be something that is trained for and understood as an alternative, as another tool in your toolbox. And towards that end, you know, you can't talk about discrimination and talk about resolution without talking about, you know, what damages are available, mm-hmm. you know, what do you need to prove this cause of action. And the emotional distress is another available damage. And how do we traverse that minefield when someone is so harmed that they're falling apart, they've had a nervous breakdown, they have medical issues that were at bay that have become you know, exacerbated. And these are the times when I need to have the therapeutic community at my side and at my client's side. And that's how Dr. Eileen Trigoboff and I have helped people over the past 15 years.
That's amazing. And Doc, I would imagine that you've had people come and see you, and it may be a lengthy process before they're even willing to admit this.
Well, definitely. I mean, I've had people come to me with stories such as, you know, a married woman afraid to complain formally or explain the sexual aspects of the problem as her husband might take drastic action to protect her. So she puts protecting her husband over protecting herself. And how to move through that so that she can actually decide, do I want to proceed with some legal action against this aggressor, or do I want to just, you know, put that in my rearview mirror? These are decisions that are made in therapy.
Amazing. I'm so glad you ladies have put your heads together, because, Lindy, not only are you an expert when it comes to discrimination law and mediation, and you'll work with people, and you have for years, whether it's an age issue, sex, religious, pregnancy, same-sex, disability, national origin, LGBTQ, etc. Now you're going to be author and teacher, and I just think that's incredible. So Lindy is working with Dr. Eileen Trigoboff, who is a psychiatric nurse practitioner, on a book that they're going to call Finding Your Voice, How Fear Prevents Sexual Discrimination Complaints. And it is not yet published, but they're working on it, and it will be. And hopefully it will be out there for all legal students. Listen, folks, if you're looking for Lindy Korn, by all means, 716-856-5676. Tell her your story, 716-856-KORN with a K. And remember, you hear her here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino of Senior Radio, here to recommend SAS Shoes. Now, my husband Bob is on his feet all day and was experiencing terrible pain in his feet, his knees. So Bob and I visited SAS Shoes, and what a great experience it was. The staff was knowledgeable. They evaluated Bob, fitted him properly with orthotics and new shoes. And I got to tell you, his SAS shoes are awesome. Since Bob started wearing them, the pain has been reduced, and he feels great. Listen, you can't really improve your feet, but you can improve your shoes. SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer.
That was another cool song you heard just a second ago. Gotta tell you, that's a real vibe. You got great taste as a listener, and I notice you like a lot of variety too. So I know you'll like a refreshing ice cold McAllister's Famous Tea. You can get it lots of different ways. Unsweet as lemonade tea or with a flavor shot like black cherry or strawberry or peach. We got all that good taste coming your way at McAllister's Deli. Variety is on the menu. Tap the banner to learn more.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.